The commission investigating the 9/11 attacks says it will ask for a 60-day extension beyond its May deadline. The announcement follows this week's first public release of some of the panel's findings. Meantime, today, commissioners heard testimony from aviation regulators, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Some of the most heated exchanges came over the industry's Do Not Fly lists. Before 9/11, a government watch list called Tip-Off tagged 61,000 suspected terrorists. Yet the Federal Aviation Administration had issued specific security warnings on fewer than 20 people. One commission member asked if the FAA had ever requested all the other names. Claudio Mano, a former FAA intelligence official, said no.
For one thing, the airlines would not have been able to handle such a list.
Well, they weren't given the opportunity, were they?
Well, we know that today, sir, because today we're managing a similar list, which is of about 3,500 names, which requires the carriers to check against the reservation system, and they're struggling just even with those.
Well, they sure had no trouble handling their frequent flyer lists. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Commission members often grew impatient with what they deemed evasive answers, and they berated a lack of initiative. But Cathal Flynn, a former security official with the FAA, passed the blame to intelligence agencies, including the FBI. Flynn said he did ask for more information about possible threats on several occasions, but he says he was told those under suspicion were generally fundraisers, not people plotting terror acts.
And we were told, because pushed on it frequently, don't worry about it. We're not going to give you raw intelligence. We're not going to give you processed intelligence. If there is a threat to aviation, we will tell you.
Commissioners also heard about airport screening measures that today seem to defy common sense. 9 hijackers were flagged by a security program called CAPS, but that only triggered screening of their checked baggage, not carry-on. Several hijackers are believed to have had a so-called Leatherman knife with them. Commissioners passed one around for effect. It has a sturdy, nearly 4-inch blade. This may have been why some of the hijackers set off alarms at airport magnetometers, some more than once. But under pre-9/11 safety regulations, commission staffer Bill Johnston said such knives were permitted on board.
All 19 hijackers were able to pass successfully through checkpoint screening to board their flights. They counted on beating a weak system.
Commissioners did hear from one hero in the system, Betty Ong, an attendant on American Airlines Flight 11, which hit the World Trade Center. As the flight hurtled erratically, Ong called American ground staff and calmly related what was happening. She said she was speaking from a jump seat in the back of the plane.
And the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody staffed in business class, and we can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something.
Much of the security system in place on 9/11 has been overhauled, but difficulties continue. One airline executive said his crews have taken more initiative and denied boarding to 38 people. Those people have sued us, he said, and the message has been, don't do that again without hard evidence of a threat. James Loy, deputy secretary of the new Homeland Security Department, said the biggest lesson from 9/11 is that there can be no permanent solution to past problems. Reforms must be ongoing, he said, because the bad guys are gaming everything we do. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.